Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. And Dave, we have just a little over an hour left in our spring membership campaign.
It's a very important 60 minutes for us. We have a $200,000 goal overall, and we really need to make a final strong push in this hour to get as close as possible to that $200,000 total so that we can continue to bring the programs that you value in the new year. This morning, USDA released its April ending stocks estimates in billions of bushels. The numbers look like this. For corn, 1.283. And if you were looking at your DTN machine earlier in the day, you would have noticed that Dow Jones released that number incorrectly. Dow Jones reported it as 1238. It is really 1.283 billion bushels. Soybeans, 160 million bushels, and wheat, 242 million bushels. We'll discuss implications for those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with the folks at Strategic Farm Marketing. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called fully steady to $1 per hundredweight higher on expectations of solid demand. Terminals are called steady to higher with tops from $31.50 to $38. Peoria, $1 to $1.50. Higher today with a top price of $31.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, April 8th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,013. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $42 to $56. The weighted average was $53.54, a gain of 86 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31.69 to $45, the weighted average $41.26. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 18,814. The base price range was $43.50 to $61.33. The weighted average was $52.59, make that $57.59, a gain of $2.27 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $35.14 to $43.71, and the weighted average was $41.02. Joining me in the studio right now is station manager Jay Pierce. And Jay, we have a number of important challenges on the table right now, including an agricultural challenge,
yep,
where we need to hear from just 12 more supporters of ag programming.
You know, when we hear from those 12, we'll get $1,000 from Roach Ag Marketing, Bates Commodities, Risk Management Commodities, and AgriGold, who have pooled $1,000 to challenge you to call 217-244-9455 and support agriculture programming. We'll also put away the $10,000 challenge that we've been working for this morning from a couple in Champaign who believe all of the services WILL provides to you are so important that they wanted to help us get toward our $200,000 goal. And we're about less than 38,000 away from that now. We have till 10 o'clock to get there. Doctors Belinda De La Rosa and Jorge Chapa called in this morning, Dave, and pledged in memory of Associate Dean of Students Kathy Acevedo, who really appreciated the agriculture and weather reports on WILL. Thank you very much for doing
Tremendous
that.
Tremendous thanks.
Now, we also, because it's the never-say-die attitude of those who are involved with WILL programming on a regular basis here, AgriGold says they will add $25 to the pledge of every new contributor. Right now, when you call 217-244-9455, say, I'm supporting agriculture on WILL. Log on to willpledge.org, say, I'm supporting agriculture. And if you're a new contributor, AgriGold will add $25. So when you make a $100 contribution, that's $125 to WILL. When you make your $200, that's $225 to WILL. You're also helping us to reach that 12 more call goal. We'll hit 50 calls for agriculture during this this fund drive, and Roach Ag Marketing, Bates Commodities, Risk Management Commodities, and Agricult will add $1,000 in. We'll meet the challenge for $10,000. We'll hit 100 calls this morning, unprecedented, before 10 o'clock, with yours at 217-244-9455. Bottom line, you are helping to support a service that is of value to thousands of people throughout central Illinois and western Indiana and beyond on the Internet.
And part of that service is our agricultural weather, which we're here for you each and every day. We have some of the best agricultural meteorologists in the nation, including our own agricultural staff. And one of those members is Scott Sola. Good morning, Scott.
I'll be Mike Sola today, Dave.
Oh, well, but do that then.
Okay. Well, we do have news, probably not the best news, but more wet, more cool conditions for the Midwest. That is going to delay any field work across the area. In fact, we're going to see more flooding as a weather system that is just now taking shape in the southern plains, actually taking shape around the Four Corners. Ahead of that, it'll start to pull up some Gulf moisture. We could see some 5-inch rain totals before the system clears the area by early to midday Friday. And following that, we have a very cold weekend. Upper Midwest areas could see substantial snow, which would not only obviously keep soil conditions bad for any field work, but also start to bring a little stress to the livestock across the area. We are looking for a narrow band of 3 to 9 inches of fresh snow in an area stretching from maybe Nebraska in through South Dakota, the upper Mississippi River Basin, and again, some substantial snow accumulation, but warm weather will limit the amount of time that it sticks around. As far as the rest of the Corn Belt, rain, wet snow will be ending, and then cool, dry weather will prevail over the weekend. Field work remains largely stalled across the area, and we do start to see some signs of a milder push of air, but that doesn't take place until after the middle of the month. After the 15th, conditions should start to warm up a little bit. So the two-week outlook includes no widespread soaking rain beyond the one that's coming in our direction, but cool temperatures and occasional light rain will limit drying and restrict planting progress across the Midwest. As far as the Delta in the Southeast, widespread rain today through Friday, and much of the southeastern states receiving rain Friday into Saturday. Flooding will worsen along the northern Delta and throughout the lower Mississippi River Basin. Again, the remainder of the two-week outlook is drier than the region has experienced in recent weeks. However, it will take some time before fields in the northern Delta firm up enough for a significant portion of the region to get planted. Field work in the southern Delta and the southeastern states should continue with only minor interruptions from rain. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You can help WILL raise at least $200,000 during our spring pledge period, and we have just about a little bit over an hour. At 10 o'clock, we return to pledge-free programming here on AM 580. And what's $200,000 worth? Well, it's roughly a quarter of a year of programs on WILL Radio. Call right now at 217-244-9455 or toll-free 866-779-9455 or pledge online at willpledge.org. Station manager Jay Pierce is alongside. And Jay, you went to, and went over to the tabulation room to get
confused.
An update of what's going on.
I don't know. There's so much going on. When you're calling 217-244-9455, we just had callers from Arthur and Georgetown call in. I know we're within 10 now, Dave, of making the Ag Challenge for $1,000 from Roach Ag Marketing, Bates Commodities, Risk Management Commodities, and Agrigold. And we're going to get some new folks in there. We want AgriGold to put $25 toward any new members membership when you call 244-9455 or log on to willpledge.org. I will tell you one thing. With those calls that are coming in right now, we're going to go over 75 easily. And so, in fact,
wow.
I think we're going to be within about 15 calls of hitting 100 today. And when we finish up this Ag Challenge and with a couple of more coming in, we'll hit 100 calls today. We'll be well on our way to hitting that $200,000 goal. We have 1 hour to do it. So, $100, $200, 244-9455. Get an ag cap, get a tote bag. You're going to help us meet these challenges today. $10,000 more from a champagne couple now. We want to thank them is going to go into our pledge total. So we're over $172,000. And what a landmark we have hit this morning. It is so, so gratifying. And these are, you know, heartfelt feelings here. The WILL listeners are supporting the service that they use and making it available to the thousands who depend on it at 244-9455.
Let's go ahead and look how the overnight trade went at Kansas City. May wheat opened at 986 and a quarter, down three quarters. Last trade up 3.5. The Board of Trade May wheat opened at 939, up 5. Last trade up 6.5. July 952.5, up 5. Last trade up 5.5. May corn opened at 592 and three quarters, up 1.5. Last trade up 6.25. July 604.5, up a quarter. Last trade up 6. December 603.5, unchanged. Last trade up 5.5. May beans opened at 1255, up 3.5. Last trade up 15.25. July 1271, up 2.25. Last trade up 15.25. November 1207, up 1.5. Last trade up 8.25. May soybean meal opened at 331.10, up 130, last trade up 510. May soybean oil opened at 55.89, up 5, and last trade was up 19. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Dave.
Well, we did have ending stocks and world supply and demand estimates out this morning. Is there anything in there that will affect the opening bell?
Well, obviously, corn's going to be the leader. It's a little bit interesting. The early report that came out, they had transposed two numbers on the corn carryout. From 1.238 was the early number that came out, and they corrected it later to 1.283. So some of the early analysis had the wrong numbers in, but nonetheless, corn is still going to be the leader on this thing. It suggests that our corn stocks continually get tighter, and of course, obviously, the big factor in the markets today and in the future will be the eye to the sky and what the weather gives us.
And it probably doesn't hurt that corn ending stocks on a world level also went down.
Exactly right. I think a lot of this was anticipated. Typically, this is never a major report that we get. Keep in mind that the new crop supply and demands will come out in May. They will probably even show more, have more importance than this one, simply because of the future of what they're looking for down the road.
Yeah, it has the new marketing year numbers in it.
Exactly right.
Well, you alluded to the weather. At what point do traders really become antsy and start trading it up?
Probably a day after farmers do. No. You know, that's a good question. I think we're still early enough now that there's not that much concern out there. I think once you get into the 1st of May, and if there isn't anything done, then I think the trade really will focus. But they are still focusing right now. There's been talk since the last stocks report that they were trying to buy some corn acres back, and I think they've somewhat accomplished that if we're allowed to get in and get those planted, taken away from some bean acres again. So, you know, weather is important from this point forward.
All right, then go ahead and give us your opening calls today.
Well, that's a good question. You know, a lot of the early calls, they're all over the board. Mm-hmm. They probably will be somewhat what they were last night, 5 higher on corn, which will be the leader, probably 5 to 10 on beans, and steadied a little bit higher on wheat also.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. We hope the analysis you just heard from Steve is valuable to you. And if it is, now is a great time to support AM 580 Agriculture with your call at 217-244-9455 or pledge online at willpledge.org. And again, sneakers in effect. Jay Pierce leaving the studio and running back here.
Well, you know what? We're going to my morning call is we're going to roll over 100 calls in the next few minutes here at 217-244-9455. We're 8 calls away, Dave, and coincidentally, 8 calls away from meeting that $1,000 challenge from Roach Ag Marketing, Bates Commodities, Risk Management Commodities, and AgriGold.
Let's do it right now.
Let's do it right now. 244-9455. Your $100 contribution, you can have an ag ball cap. $200, you know, you'll get the member card and that, and you'll be supporting a service thousands of people use. And you'll feel great about it. What other phone call can you make in the next few minutes but to 244-9455 that'll have so much impact on so many people in the coming year?
I can't imagine another phone call that is as important as that one in the next few minutes. And also remember that AgriGold has upped its ante for new members. For every call we receive in the next hour from a new member, we'll get an additional $25. That can add up in a big hurry. If you give at the $52 level a week, that's $1 a week, or the patterns level, $40, $75 gets you that membership benefits card, or the dollar a day level at $365. It all adds up very quickly. So if you've never pledged your support to AM 580 Agriculture before, now would be a great time at 217-244-9455. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 9:06 Central Time.